Good afternoon, and welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. I'm your host, Blair Boonmagura. Thank you, member supporters. On today's Singing and Other Sins program, we celebrate summer by enjoying a range of performances from Hector Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été, Summer Nights. The six songs that make up this collection are settings of poems by Théophile Gautier from his La Comédie de la Mort. The composition was first published with piano accompaniment in 1841 and later orchestrated by the composer. Berlioz was quite well known and welcome in literary circles. He was very good friends with the poet Gautier. In fact, Gautier once referred to Berlioz as the most literate musician in France. Berlioz lacked interest in the traditional song form of piano and voice. He was more inclined to compose in the direction of sound that would yield a more ample effect. During today's program, we'll hear a few songs with piano accompaniment by superb pianists, but we will enjoy most of these art songs with the orchestral arrangement where one can truly sense their genuine worth. Les Nuits d'été is considered the first great French melody cycle, even though in truth, there isn't the same connective tissue between the various songs as one finds in the German song cycles of Schubert and Schumann, like in Die Schöne Müllerin and Die Stille Liebe. In fact, the songs were even envisaged for different voice types. Rare is the singer who has the capacity to sing all six songs in their original keys, although it has become the custom to have one singer perform the entire work, transposing certain songs as needed. I actually wish more singers would partner with their colleagues to perform the work with at least four different voices, as was ultimately specified by Berlioz. It can be quite satisfying for an audience, as well as liberating for the individual performer. It's interesting to note that before the success of Les Nuits d'été, Berlioz's setting of poet Thomas More's Irish melody was met with great enthusiasm by the public. In fact, it had everyone asking, "Have you heard Berlioz's Irish melody?" It is thus thanks in part to the Irish poet that we have the term melody to describe the French art song. The poems of this cycle form a narrative which leads from the joie de vivre that one feels at the very start of summer in Villanelle, then moves on to loss of innocence in Spectre de la Rose, then on to the death of someone dear in Sur les Lagunes, followed by another mournful reflection in Absence. From there, on to the dissolution and disintegration of a memory in Au Cimetière, and finally, to the beginning of a new and optimistic future in L'Île Inconnue. Apart from the first and six songs, the bookends, the remaining poems in the collection seem to have a preoccupation with death and loss of a loved one, which was certainly first and center in the poet Gautier's mind, as France was plagued with cholera and its devastating effects during this period. We begin with the first song, Villanelle, best suited for a soprano. Demonstrating this song for us today is the soprano Felicity Lott with famed pianist Graham Johnson, both from the UK.
Pour parler de nos beaux amours.
Thank you for listening to today's program featuring the wonderful songs from Berlioz's Summer Nights, Les Nuits d'été. From Villanelle, we move to what many consider as the most beautiful song from the cycle, Le Spectre de la Rose. Such a beautiful song calls for extraordinary talent. For that, we'll turn to two incredible interpreters whose reputations precede them. First, we'll hear French mezzo-soprano Régine Crespin with the Orchestre de la Suisse Romande. That rendition will be followed by soprano Jessie Norman's recording with the London Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Sir Colin Davis. Berlioz specified that this song be performed by a contralto or mezzo. He clearly envisaged a warm timbre for this song, which I think we can both hear in Crespin and Norman.
Thank you.
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and we're exploring Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été as we celebrate summer. We now turn to one of my favorites from the collection, Sur les Lagunes. First, we'll continue listening to soprano Jessie Norman, but from there we'll move to a bass baritone, John Shirley Quirk, with John Elliott Gardiner conducting the Orchestre de l'Opéra de Lyon. Incidentally, Berlioz specified that this song be performed by a baritone.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to Singing and Other Sins. We now turn to Absence, a wonderful song for soprano or high mezzo. And for this, we'll enjoy the talents of French soprano Véronique Jean with the Orchestre de l'Opéra de Lyon.
Thank you.
Singing and Other Sins. That's what you're listening to as we walk through Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été in our tribute to the hot and sultry season of summer. From Absence, we move to Au Cimetière, a song Berlioz designated for tenor. For that, we call upon the incredible Swedish tenor Nikolaj Geda for this song along with the Swedish Radio City Orchestra. We'll then hear a piano arrangement of the melody by mezzo-soprano Janice Taylor with the well-known collaborative pianist to many great singers, Dalton Baldwin.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to today's Singing and Other Sins program, where we've enjoyed the many songs from Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été and our efforts to celebrate summer. We end today with the final song in the collection, and it's specified for soprano, L'Île Inconnue. For this song, we turn to two Americans. First, we'll hear soprano Evelyn Lear, followed by Eleanor Staber with the pianist Edwin Bettcliff. Interestingly, Berlioz couldn't quite find the right poem from Gautier's collection to end this song cycle, so Gautier wrote this particular poem for his friend, the composer. Now, how's that for collaborative chemistry and synergy?
Thank you.
To Hector Berlioz's Les Nuits d'été by a range of dynamic voices. Thank you for listening today to Singing and Other Sins. I'm your host, Blair Boone Magura. I look forward to having you back with me for a future show. Aloha.